This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ulagah Church of Christ in Ulagah, Oklahoma. You're listening to For This I Bow My Knees with Tracy Frederick.
It's probably one of the most comforting verses in the Bible, a verse that people seem to go to often. We see it a lot on t-shirts and signs, and it seems to be a verse that we call on in times of trouble, or at least part of the verse. It goes like this: Be still and know that I am God. Pretty simple, and yet it seems to be so hard to accomplish, doesn't it? I've been thinking about this part of verse 10, this verse found in Psalms chapter 47. Well, I consider all that's happening around us right now. It seems that, or at least to me, that I found myself contemplating the power, the comfort, and the mercy of God in different ways because of the pandemic that we are experiencing. You see, it seems to me that we hear and see this verse, "Be still and know that I am God," when we're urging ourselves to slow down, to sit still a bit, to recognize all that God provides us in our lives, to recognize His goodness because life is just too much at the moment. His greatness in the midst of chaos, in other words. But what about when there seems to be only time to be still? I mean, I've thought a lot about this moment in our lives when everything seems or appears to be on pause, and all we have is, well, you know, time. This concept of time is interesting, isn't it? We use the term or the word as a commodity. We spend it, we take it, we try to find it. We can even plan for it, and we can waste it. So it's interesting that God stands outside of time, doesn't it? That is, He isn't bound by time like we are. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 says, "But beloved, you do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." I mean, you know, God invented time. He has power over time. It exists for His purpose. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. Psalms chapter 90, verse 1 and 2. And time was created for us, for our understanding of marking the days. Remember, evening and morning was a day. Genesis chapter 1 tells us that, right? The markings of our weeks, the first day of the week, so we will remember the sacrifice Christ made for us on the first day of the week, Acts chapter 20, verse 7. And how we should do that, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are proclaiming the Lord's death till He comes. And the markings of the years of our lives that unfold before us in time. And we look back and we consider what our lives have accomplished, and we see the end drawing near. Psalms chapter 90, verse 12 says, "So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Yeah, it's awesome to consider and mull over in our minds that God invented time, and yet time means nothing to Him, and seemingly everything to us. It's what we fashion our lives around, and here we are, so it seems, with plenty of it, or it feels that way. And so I've thought about how we will look back at this time we've had in this pandemic. You see, to me, it seems that we've spent the first week maybe as if it were a snow day, or found time, that is. We celebrated the time we had away from work, away from our obligations, and enjoyed just being. It seems that we had found time, had figured out how to steal a little time away from the hecticness that was our lives and breathe a bit. But as it lingered, we grew weary of it and patient with it, with all this time and what we do with it, how we use it or spend it, as it just seems to drag on. We spend our time reading and watching reports about people who have died in hospitals without friends and family around, those who were unable to see those they loved for the last time, no opportunity to say goodbye. And we say that it's unfair, that the family didn't have time with their loved ones. But in reality, we know that there never is enough time, that is. Or what about parents who work and always feel guilty for not having enough time with their children, regretting all the late nights at the office or spending time grading the piles of papers, or just the sheer exhaustion from the day's work that steals our time away from praying or Bible time with our children. I've been thinking a lot lately about the parents who regret not spending more time with their children or promising that there will always be more time, that is, hoping there was always more, and then time passes, and there was never enough. In this pandemic, I've been reflecting on Ecclesiastes chapter 3, that famous listing of verses that begins in verse 1, where everything God says, to everything there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. And that list that follows reminds us of the passing of seasons of time, the moments in life that are joyful and those that break our hearts and bring us tears. There's the seasons of war and peace, of death and life, for those who live long lives, and we know this is true, don't we? But there's always a season of time that comes and goes as long as we walk this earth. And yes, Ecclesiastes 3 reminds us that there are those times of life and even of death. But the point is, time marches on, and there's no stopping it, only looking for it, taking it, and spending it in whatever way we decide is most useful to us at that time. But one thing's for sure, time is something we will never get back. It's here and gone. We will emerge from this pandemic different than when we entered it, if the Lord wills for this to pass with time. And if he does, some of us will be eager to return to our normal routine. Others will be tiptoeing back into the life they escaped. But one thing is for sure, no one will be the same. What we have learned during this time that we have spent dealing with the uncertainty of what each day holds, and mostly the fear of the unknown and the reality of how quickly our world, our lives can change in a moment of time, and that threat, it will live with us. It will be embedded in our psyches, and we will never return to the time before this happened ever again. But still, we are being here now, waiting, watching, and wondering when our lives will start back up, while we are being still and spending time, or maybe wasting it. Wow, that would be horrible, wouldn't it? I mean, not spending our time wisely. The facts are evident. God owns time. He chooses when it moves, and he chooses when it stops for each of us. So maybe that small section of a verse is important, especially now that we have the time to be still, now that we have the time to know God. And it is for this, not wasting time to be still, that I bow my knees.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.